Greetings, everybody. I'm James Gilland, your host of VCity Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS. We're also on X and Rumble and all over the place, so check it out. And a lot going on in the news today. The title of our show is like Earth Changes, Vision, Solar Storms, Great Awakening, and hopefully my last post on Charlie Kirk. I really don't want to get involved in this stuff, but it's gotten so ridiculous. I feel like I had to make a comment. And I want to begin with the volcanoes. Kilauea, which is pretty much in my backyard, has been extremely active to the point of, taking out the cameras. So on the south side, it shot out so far and had an immense eruption. And we could actually see it. You know, we could see this huge plume go up. And everybody, even the locals are saying that they've never seen this before. So the lava is spewing into the sky from 1200 to 1500 feet, and cars and homes are covered with ash, and it looks like it's snowing. It's like an Hawaiian Christmas, so I guess we have to add Pele into the Christmas carol. So let's show those videos.
Spectacular eruption at Hawaii's very active Kilauea volcano. You are looking at a rare triple fountain, that bright orange lava shooting in three directions. Those powerful bursts of lava reaching heights of more than 1,000 feet. And watch this as the eruption took out a live camera that, well, used to monitor the volcano.
There are also major quakes being triggered by solar storms, CMEs, and flares. The sun is going ballistic with a Phantom G3 solar storm on Wednesday, creating a spectacular aurora borealis with major flares coming down the stream. So expect fluctuations in the communication and power grid. This is a good one because we're already having a storm and it's just hammering, with flares and the bottom line, the Earth is expanding. It has to release the pressure. So, other major volcanoes are erupting, and Japan is not out of the woods after the 7.6 quake hit, as predicted, followed by a 6.6 aftershock. So let's go ahead and show the footage of that Japan earthquake. They're warning about a future mega quake. So heads up, this is written, recorded on Thursday. So a lot can happen between now and then. The past few shows, we've warned ahead of time about Japan quakes. Mount Semeru erupted in Indonesia mid-November, sending locals fleeing, from the area. The Sakura... I'm not Sakurajima, I guess. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Erupted recently. That's over by Japan and sending ash almost 3 miles high. The Halagubi volcano erupted in Africa, which is being split in half by giant fissures right now. So, that was also prophesied. We talked about that a lot. A long time ago, we said this was going to happen. So the mile-wide volcano off the coast of Oregon, the Axial Seamount, is shaking and baking with over 100 quakes, and the land is moving, up to 6 feet in California. Obviously, something's building concerning the Oregon and California coasts. The atmospheric rivers are in full swing, flooding the West Coast, moving inland. And, after the fires, I would expect a lot of mud, and landslides. So I know the river next to the ranch in Washington is running like a freight train, basically. So I pray it misses the structures. I just got word that It's actually going back down, which is crazy because they said it was going to crest and do all kinds of damage. All I can say is it's getting biblical, which leads me into my next rant. And so many are asking me to comment on, excuse me. Let's try that again. I have a lot of bog in my throat and ash and stuff, so it's a little harder to do these. So anyway, many are asking me to comment on Charlie Kirk. My only personal comment is messiahs die young. The ruling elite and the corrupted religions are the ones throughout history that kill them. Anyone threatening their positions of power and the gold are made an example of. It's said in all crimes follow the money. Who had the most to lose, not just monetarily, but in position and power? So I believe Candace Owens and Nate over at Valhalla VFT, I would imagine that stands for like Veterans for Truth. I have no idea. But anyway, they're both doing a great job exposing the false narrative of what happened, the major events that were never investigated, along with the allegedly morally and integrity challenge folks at TPUSA. So anyway, they chose a man named Blake who was fired from Tucker Carlson's staff for racist remarks, along with the degradation of women, to be their holy hand grenade, their Christian hitman concerning Candace Owens. That backfired really fast. And then Timmy and Nick chimed in, acting like virtue signaling Project Mockingbird girly men, basically. It's like they and others went on rants attacking Candace, trying to prove how badass they are. No compassion, no empathy, no respect, for what she might have gone through. Losing your best friend like that, seeing brutally murdered. That's Anyway, so it takes a lot of courage, start asking the right questions. This only establishes their character and ignorance, especially concerning what it means to be masculine. They should be protecting, standing up for women and asking the same questions. So you might want to check where their allegiances lie and where any donations are coming from. So, both Nate and Candace, along with others, are exposing the total fail of security, botched so bad it almost looks like they're in on it. Questioning the official story and the story of the people claiming to be closest to Charlie at TPUSA. So anyway, there's so many contradictions. Anybody with critical thinking and a little moral integrity would be asking all the same questions. I mean, I've watched this footage, and there's no way this guy has a 30-06 in his pants and he's running across the roof. And I know what a 30-06 does, to a body. It's not pretty. And there's a lot more. There's a lot more things in there. So anyway, I would go ahead and keep an eye on Candace and Nate over there. They're doing a great job. We also have to take into account, a large list of whistleblowers, insiders painted a completely different picture of TPUSA. Netanyahu was one of the first to comment on the assassination, saying Charlie was 100% behind Israel and him and the genocide being carried out in Gaza, when the exact opposite was true, as spoken by Charlie himself, in his own words, his last couple podcasts. Charlie was branded as being anti-Semite, for making it very clear he was against the genocide and expansionism, as any true Christian would be. He's not alone. The streets are filled with millions of demonstrators against the actions of Netanyahu. So people who, just want to live in peace and go back to the old ways, are they all anti-Semite? The whole country's rising up. Anyway, so Charlie also said we have to decouple from secular Jews, and mainly because of this. But millions were being pulled by Jewish donors for having Tucker Carlson on his show, and his tight relationship with Kansas. So anyway, people do strange things when millions of dollars are involved. Charlie allegedly also was going to doge the TPUSA shell companies due to the suspected, misuse of funds. So anyway, allegedly some high rollers in high positions, felt TPUSA was their personal piggy bank, with allegedly $1.5 million delivered to a parking lot. I mean, that does seem a little suspicious. I've always said, a man's or woman's character is established by their actions. The facts and behaviors do not match the official narrative or Christian principles. Tucker Carlson is backing the majority of what Kansas is saying, along with other serious investigators. So why aren't these truth seekers seeking answers rather than character assassinating Candace, Tucker, and shaming the vast majority of people that agree there's way too many unanswered questions, and and these other leads need to be investigated. Did you know they've made over $100 million since Charlie died? So, I guess they're back in favor with the Jewish donors, according to his widow, who is attending ceremonial dinners, anyway, again, follow the money. Who had the most to lose, and you'll find out who killed Charlie. It's really that simple. It's always been that simple. This is not the first time historically this has happened. So those who will not compromise their morals and integrity have always been a threat to those who have, and they have totally compromised their morals and integrity, and they're also a threat to the status quo. So maybe it's time to support and protect our prophets, something this civilization has failed to do for thousands of years. The assassination of Charlie was a total fail of our government and its agencies to protect free speech and its people. It also was a total fail of TPUSA security. When they demand Candace, to appear in person for a debate, I would say hell no. That would be insane considering the security they provided for Charlie Kirk, basically. I think Candace would mop the floor up with them live stream if they let her speak, and didn't. I mean, they would just be hitting her with one accusation after another. And if they would let her speak, she can handle herself very well. So if anything happens to Candace or Tucker, the blame lies again with our own government. Its failure to fully investigate, Charlie's assassination and allow those responsible to continue in their censorship and assassinations. If a government cannot protect its people, basic rights like freedom of speech, it's not our government. It acts at the behest of someone else, or some other organization. Could even be a foreign government. This is the only logical conclusion. I've been observing, gathering the data, listening to both sides of the argument. There's still a lot of unanswered questions and investigative leads, that haven't been investigated, basically. So no more bait and switch, deflect and avoid shame games. Let's get to the truth. Nothing is being answered here. All of these questions are not being answered. There's just like, how dare you, and things like that, and shame and guilt trips going on. Let's get some answers. Anyway, want to leave you with a statement Jesus made in the Ethiopian Bible, and he warned about something. He said, "They will wear my face to gather gold and build their temples." He also spoke of a shadow god and how many people serve it willingly and in ignorance. And so this is amazing. So the transparency promised, has not been delivered. So imagine a Tucker and Candace ticket for president and vice president, they should be at least offered high level positions, not that I don't like a lot of what Trump is doing, but I do have some concerns about certain things, and I think we all do. So we will see. We will see how this Kabuki theater turns out in the end. Now, being in this, excuse me, being in the spiritual and UFO community for over 40 years, I've seen the competition, backstabbing, controlled narrative, profit-driven organizations involved in censorship, even the use of deadly force with anyone upsetting the apple cart. The real question is, how long are we going to tolerate it? The internet is exploding with videos of ships and aliens, mostly creating a negative spin. The ships have been appearing across the globe with multiple witnesses. Entire cities are seeing the ships. The whole world observed 3-1 Atlas, or 3I Atlas, sorry, and other incoming ships. The poses and shills are pushing fear, trying to set the stage for a false alien invasion. None of these so-called experts have come to Iseti with documented contact for over 40 years. I mean, people that are well known in the UFO community, there were some that came to Iseti and they had their minds blown. It was the first time they've seen a UFO. And these are the experts. So we have to ask why. We know who's on the ships, their cultures and agendas, mostly benevolent, and why they're pushing the malevolent alien agenda, especially when the benevolents have been acting on our behalf for eons. The answer ties into the Messiah's die young comment. Anything that goes against the status quo, the positions and power of the ruling elite, governments and religions must be removed. This is base logic. Are governments and religions acting on behalf of the people or on behalf of the ruling elite? As long as the people allow this, it'll continue. Messiahs and prophets will die, truth will be censored, and the masses will continue to be enslaved and ignorant, forgetting and going about their business. So if your government, is part of the keep them sick, poor, and stupid program, does it serve the people? How can it allow your air, water, and food to be poisoned? Allow vaccines with deadly consequences, forcing them on children, which studies prove don't need them, putting everyone on timers, shortening the lifespan. It seems the depopulation programs are going unchecked. You have to ask yourself, how many Amish died from COVID? I think one that they know of, but it wasn't COVID that killed them. It was probably the remdesivir and the ventilators they put them on. So anyway, maybe living close to nature and their reverence for God might have had something to do with their health and well-being. If we really want to make America great again, we need a government that serves the people, not big pharma, not the war industry, not the surveillance industries, trespassing on our right to privacy and censoring us, not the foreign influence of any kind. That is the answer to the Great Awakening, the implementation of universal law, universal peace, brother sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Is the solution. So we have to get behind, support, and protect all those who are pushing these ideals. For those who are afraid to rock the boat and want the status quo to continue, your boat is sinking. Your civilization is collapsing socially, economically, and environmentally. So anyway, total collapse is the path you're on if we don't do something. So those who are morally and integrally gifted are the reminders to take the downward spiral in direct opposition to universal law. So anyway, so we have a long history of denial. So let's not do Sodom and Gomorrah all over again, or Atlantis and Lemuria. Some of us remembered what happened, how and why it happened. They took the downward spiral and acted outside of universal law. God's law. They got into competition, in-house fighting, power struggles, basically they started getting involved with the little g gods and the they weren't involved with the absolute. So we have to choose unity if we're able to survive. Governments and religions by nature divide. In the past, they have always controlled the people and get their marching orders from a ruling elite. How many actually serve the people? How many churches actually empower the people to make their own personal God connection? How many churches are actually helping the impoverished, the poor and the sick and the hungry? There are some out there doing it. But anyway, the enlightened ones, you know, the masters, saints, and sages all spoke of the internal God, the temple being within, the soul being the guide, love and service to others as the path. So where did God say, gather all the gold, build elaborate temples in my name, ignore the needs of the masses, preach fear, guilt, shame, and unworthiness, live lavishly at their expense? I looked everywhere, but I couldn't find that passage, you know, although it is being played out, you know, in politics as well. So anyway, there are no chosen ones. There is no blood guilt. There are only false social and religious programming, recycled ignorance, unforgiven generational debts and grudges, and passed on without forgiveness. You know, that's what we're dealing with. We're living in the past. So, you know, it's trapping all those who participate in this in an endless karmic loop. You know, we're on that wheel, that victim, savior, persecutor wheel. It's this little hamster wheel that's just going over and over, and we keep jumping in somewhere on that wheel. And until we figure things out, we're stuck on that wheel. So the only chosen ones are the ones who choose to live according to universal law. You know, choose the all-loving, all-forgiving God in service to humanity and the earth. You know, the God within, you know, everyone, creator of everything, you know, which makes us all family. You know, there's your solution to everything. You say it's not that simple. Well, actually it is. You know, the hard part is to apply it with impeccable integrity. Do you ever wonder why all the algorithms now are pushing the real teachings of Jesus? You know, who's behind it? Is it people who have awakened, rising to the occasion, or is it setting us up for a Project Bluebeam false prophet scenario? You know, we're seeing holograms of Jesus, angels, you know, one with Muhammad riding his winged horse across the sky. And there's always the possibility of both a staged false flag alien invasion and electronic generated visions to perpetuate the controlled narrative. So always use discernment and go within for answers. Just as there are false supernatural events, there are also real ones manifesting globally. Boy, that bog is really getting to us. Anything, one last thing. All those massive solar flares, volcanoes, earthquakes, and floods just might be the universe trying to tell us something. You know, don't take the same path others did in the past. You know, maybe it's time to reevaluate your life with brutal honesty concerning any actions that might be self-serving at the expense of humanity and the earth. Something to ponder. You know, make this show viral and hit the like button. You know, I want to leave you a little gift. At 4:30 a.m., I went out to my usual Skywatch chair and said a prayer, meditated, and asked for a ship to appear. You know, I asked for healing first, you know, because, boy, I've been getting hammered lately. And a very large light ship came down from the south and flew right down Highway 11 on the Big Island for all to see at 5:25 a.m. It flew right over the airport. And so do you think it'll hit the news? Air traffic controllers will call it in. You know, the time stamp on the camera is off. So, and for some reason, the audio did not record. It might be on the chip. So we'll put the original one out soon. You know, unfortunately, the camera system is in Japanese. And if anybody has an older Sony 550V in English, I'd love to get it. You know, the old Sony's capture in you know, at night, they have the best night vision on them, and they're the best. And then we hook up a third gen night gear to it as well, so, and that's what we use. But so we like to get the old Sony 550Vs. You can find them on the internet now and then, you find them, but you have to make sure they're in English. But anyway, enjoy the footage, and we'll talk soon. There's a couple other things I wanted to cover, but I think I'll sit back. I mean, I've been having just insane visions, and the dream time is insane right now. And with these massive solar flares coming in and, you know, streams, it's really activating everything. and our bodies are having to adjust to it, and our psyches as well. So anyway, I've been seeing visions of the whole earth just getting hammered by this huge golden white light, and ribbons of light starting at the South Pole, and then it just goes kaboom, and the whole earth goes off. And I don't know if that's the critical mass event. They've been calling it the Great Solar Flash. It could be a spiritual event. I haven't had time to look at it, but I will. But I'm just seeing all these major visions of Earth changes everything. And so, we are going through a birthing process, and it is hard. It's hard on our bodies. It's, hard on our economic, system. It's hard on everything. But we will get through it eventually. So we just have to pay attention, go within, and get our information from within. That's what all the masters have always said. Because now, with all the AI and all the computer-generated nonsense and all the agendas being played on the internet, all the paid podcasters, they're being paid by governments and even foreign governments as well to attack the truth from getting out. It's really hard. People you thought who were on your side or were finding out have sold out, basically. So there's a lot of that going on. So you really got to trust, that I saw this one internet post. It was really good. I was listening to Candace's show, and a woman said, Jesus gave us the ability to discern from within, to know what's true and what's not true. And that is true. We do have the ability to go within and feel things out and feel whether it's true or not true, and feel whether it's true for us. And we need to really start using that muscle, because it's gotten very weak. So the only way you strengthen that muscle is through meditation and prayer and eating right, thinking right, drinking right, acting right, basically. Get the basics down. So on that note, I'm heading out. Have a great evening. Watch the skies and stay in the heart, because we definitely are going to be tested. So have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and get that BS meter going, because you're going to need it. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
At Eseti Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Eseti Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Eseti coffee with a couple of Eseti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
Come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken, see clearly, keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. Know where you've been. Some in a packed life. And I can feel it calling in the air of night. Oh Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh Lord. No, you don't fool me, 'cause the hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. So stranger to you and me, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, I'm
Okay, stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me. Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. Oh my god, another one. Another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Right over the house. Small little scout craft. Whoa, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one. Nice. Nice. Thank you. Thanks for the signal.
Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here, there's a Pleiades. And we're gonna scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sunset a long time ago. Oh, phasing out, gone. Let's go and due south over the ocean view. It's coming down over ocean view. There's two. Which one to get? There's Orion's belt. Wild activity going through Orion's belt all around it. I don't know what this is. It wasn't there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting there above the trees. It's going against the star pattern. Ship going by. What the heck? Look at that. Look at that. It's so low. It's on the horizon down there.
Yeah.
It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean. See that one?
The other one. Here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one, one going that direction.
Oh, another one there?
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here. You see that? And
wait, wait, wait.
These two here.
Wait.
Here.
Ship.
And then over here.
Oh, yeah, there's a speedy one. Look at that guy. That guy's going fast. Then there's another one over here. Oh, wow, look at that. No, there's two. No, they're two together. They'd be lined up if they're... Boy, there's like, what, six ships in a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's got an aura around it. It's really low, too. Okay, here's the Pleiades right over the house. Pretty good size, pretty bright. Oh, a little meeting. Okay, there's another one going due south. Powered up, came in and just lit up, got really bright. There's another one, it's like they're on patrol. This one's getting brighter. It's getting really bright. Okay, nice. Saw a big flash earlier, see if you can do it again. Big power up. Oh, thank you.
It's not flashing, by the way.
No,
There's
huge.
Look how big that is. That's massive. Whoa. There's no strobe on it, no running lights.
Oh, wow.
It's going through the tree. Okay, this thing's hovering stationary right above the trees. It's out over the ocean.
All right, here's the Pleiades. I think above me right here is Andromeda. There it is. There's Andromeda, the galaxy. I don't know what's going on here. This one star was just going nuts. Right here, it's pulsing like crazy.
Okay, this looks like another one of those ships that's stationary, though. UFO over the ocean, it's blinking like crazy. I film them there all the time in the same spot. There's something going on out there. Right over my head. Filming that anomaly in the ocean, this thing appears right over my head, just pops in.
Weird ship, it's like going in and out, it's phasing out and then coming back. Yeah, you can't even see it.
Okay, this weird thing just keeps showing up out in the ocean. Same spot. And then it just disappears. And there's the trees. Right over his house. That's low. That's my top of my house. Look at that. Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow. The size of that. My God. Thank you.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.